It was from an earlier era. She wants to dance with me. It's 24 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock, and I promised you that I'd be introducing you to Monet Steffens and a special guest, Paul Smith, both from the Bolito Neighborhood Watch. Nice to have you. No.
Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch.
Oh, you're the Salt Rock man, Paul.
I'm the Salt Rock.
Okay, if you flip your ear, you'll be able to hear the other ear as well. There we go. How about that? That's clever. So we've got both Neighborhood Watchers in the house. This is a special occasion.
Absolutely.
We should break out the champagne.
Fantastic.
Welcome to you both, guys. And, well, Mornay, I know that you've got an initiative that you're very keen to chat about. I presume, because I haven't really had much of a chance to catch up. The year is young. There's going to be some very exciting developments this year, I think, from both Neighborhood Watchers and the community at large, because we've had an interesting season, and I think more than ever now, people are beginning to realize the value of working together for the common good. And the Neighborhood Watchers are right there at the cusp. So let's get straight into it. What's happening?
No, absolutely. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to chat about this. The Bolito and Salt Rock Neighborhood Watches and the Ilembe Chamber of Commerce has now, for the last four or five years, been responsible for the Beaches Initiative, which runs all the way from Christmas Bay up to Thompson's Beach, which, and then from there on onwards, is obviously run by the UIP. So, yeah, this year was again a great success story. I mean, Ward 6 has literally only got one little beach, which is Thompson's Bay as such, and the rest was managed by the Salt Rock crew. And yeah, it's just been such a phenomenal year again. And I think Paul will be quite keen to chat to you about the initiative and all the role players in the background that's responsible for this.
Well, absolutely, because here is the thing. The one often has only reference to social media as a litmus test or a sounding board. Yeah. And you have disgruntled people on social media often. The keyboard warriors that go on and listening to some of those reports, you'd have thought that it was Armageddon on the beaches this December. Yeah. Oh my word. But clearly that's not the case. So let's hear out. What was it really like?
Yeah, no, I think it was totally the opposite. We had it under control this year. If you look at last year, obviously we worked very closely with the police.
I wonder how they knew I was here.
Yeah, we work very closely, obviously, with SAPS, KDM. I must say this year KDM was outstanding. I just don't think where all the manpower came from. They were all over the place. They were helpful. They were with us 24/7. They were actually pretty amazing this year. Security companies, we deal with pretty much four different security companies that are local, and CPF members are deployed to the beach. This year we didn't have CPF on the beach, but we had the security companies performing their roles on the beach, but we did have their managers in the background who were on duty patrolling as well.
And no incidents to report of any major note?
No major incidents to report. A few small incidents where we had to call RPSS Medical Search and Rescue to attend to broken ankle, I think, and one or two other small incidents. Yeah. It does get very busy. We've learned from the past. We've changed our hours of work. Obviously, people like to drink after 3 in the afternoon. So a lot of them see, well, Neighborhood Watch goes home at 3 o'clock. Let's get the beers out. This year, we surprised them. KDM were on duty till after hours. We were on duty. So it was a total different ballgame, and we had it under control. It was pretty good.
Well done to all concerned, because generally speaking, where you have large numbers of people gathering, alcohol is always an issue. There is antisocial behavior, generally speaking, in the mix, and these things can spiral out of control quite quickly and ruin it for everyone. Yeah. But with good management, as is clearly the case this time round, congratulations. Yeah, it's been a good season.
Absolutely, Paul. And you know, also, you're never going to have an incident-free where you're not going to find a beer on the beach. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. The amount of people that actually flocked to the beaches this year was unbelievable. I think we can all say this was probably the busiest season we've had in many, many, many years. And yes, some people would get past. If they would get found drinking on the beach, they would be asked to leave or to discard the alcohol. So it will never be a perfect world, but it's been a heck of a lot better. You will remember a number of years ago, before we started this Beaches Initiative, how many stabbings we had, many, you know, cell phones got stolen off beaches. It was an absolute horror story. So, yes, for the keyboard warriors out there, maybe next year, join your neighborhood watch. And come and assist us in this initiative to make our beaches pleasant for everybody, you know.
Absolutely right. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you about was the fireworks, because a lot of folk are very, very unhappy about fireworks. And I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. And it is a difficult situation because legally there are windows of opportunity for fireworks to be deployed. And I think it's fair to say that those windows were stretched somewhat festive season.
Yeah. So every council is different. They've got their own strategies how to allow firework displays. But if you do have a display, there's a procedure you've got to follow. You've got to have marshals, fire extinguishers. Yeah. And that clearly wasn't followed. And a good example is people were selling fireworks openly on the beaches.
Right. Yeah. What was the Neighborhood Watch's response to that?
It's not in our mandate.
Yeah.
The only people that could prevent that would be KDM.
Yeah.
Again, it's not in the bylaws, as we know. So that is going to be a big focus and a big emphasis from a number of organizations to get the bylaws in place. Put the pressure on KDM to actually get the bylaws in place.
So what is the function, the core function of the Neighborhood Watches? Just so that we have it clear.
We are the eyes and ears. If we get to a situation where we need backup or we find something, it's our job to either get hold of KDM to enforce the bylaws, or if it's a criminal matter, we need to phone the police straight away. We are on WhatsApp groups with the police, with KDM, with RPSS Medical, all the different other medical companies in the area. So depending on the situation, it's for us to monitor, be the eyes and ears, and report straight away to get backup.
And now membership of Neighborhood Watches is, I think, a mandatory obligation if you live in the area, because it's the least you can do to contribute. What does that entail, though?
Well, to give you an idea, we, for instance, with the both Neighborhood Watches, we also, of course, do our patrols at night. Mm-hmm. And it's not a prerequisite to patrol if you become a member, but your membership fees certainly help towards us, towards our goals in terms of we want to achieve in terms of projects for the year. So you join the Neighborhood Watches, and again, you get onto our emergency groups, etc. And also the big thing is for you to get more aware and to get the information firsthand as it happens,
because
as we report it straight
away. You have
away.
These reporting groups on
absolutely,
social media
absolutely.
That's very useful.
That's where the correct information is comes across, and not these keyboard warriors just causing problems.
And that's a huge problem on social media, is information is freely available, but is it
Correct.
Verified information? And often
Correct.
The sowing of fear and panic as a result of incorrect information or just wildly sensational information is a reality in our community, but globally. So it's important to understand that. But I also heard through the grapevine that if you are a member of a Neighborhood Watch, if you have some kind of issue, like, for example, a strange vehicle lurking outside your facility, and you, for example, your security company is, or you don't have a security, you could contact Neighborhood Watch and they'll maybe possibly send a patrol past just to check.
Yeah, that's okay. Part of being on the Neighborhood Watch. You're on these WhatsApp groups, like we said just now. If you put a message up, you've got somebody in your yard, you put it on the WhatsApp group, and you've got at least 60 people on that group, whether it's security, police, KDM.
So everyone is plugged in.
So everybody is in. Yeah. So you don't just get one security company attending to your house. You get everybody that's involved in the Neighborhood Watch.
And for anyone listening that wants to now join the Neighborhood Watch or has been once upon a time and has lapsed in terms of membership, what is the procedure to sign up?
Well, we've both got WhatsApp groups. We've got email addresses. I know you've got Zapper.
Yeah, you can, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got the Neighborhood Watch, which is the Belito Neighborhood Watch, is straightforward, belitonw.org.za to join. And I'm not sure what your...
We are SRNW.
So they're sort of abbreviated Neighborhood Watches.
Yeah,
Belito Neighborhood Watch, Solve Rock Neighborhood Watch, SRNW, BNW, .org.za.
And
there it is. And it's as simple as connecting the dots, and away you go.
Absolutely.
What does it cost?
Well, I think we've got different fee structures.
Yeah, we've got different fee structures.
Okay. Which our fee structure is also on our on the website.
So it's all available.
It is.
To
it
you.
Is available, minimal. Yeah. It is a. Yeah. It is a silly amount. It is probably less than a KFC meal for two. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. 100%.
One case of beer is less a month.
So I strongly recommend that if you are a member of the community, you join a neighborhood watch. It's the so least important. You can do. And your contribution, of course, creates a much more secure, safe, happy environment for all of us. And again, gentlemen, I salute you for the excellent work that you're doing. And the beaches this season, I heard from so many folk. As I said, there was the social media scandals all over the place, and but I heard from responsible folk that I trust that it was a magnificent season, and that despite the fact that we had very little electricity to help us, that's another story. from a social happiness perspective, it was a marvelous season over the festive period in the greater Ballito North Coast region, largely thanks to community involvement, largely thanks to the Neighborhood Watchers, both of whom are present today on the morning show, Paul Smith from the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch and Mornay Steffens from Ballito Neighborhood Watch, both of them doing extraordinary work and for which we can only say thanks, guys, and keep it up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave, and thanks for the opportunity. But I just want to quickly, while we're at busy with the thanks, I just wanted to also say to the chamber, to Kobus Olofse from the chamber, thank you for the amazing work that he does behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He approaches a lot of individuals or private companies, estates. Also to help us with funding to pay for the security companies to actually man the beaches, etc. So, big shout out to the chamber.
Yeah, between chamber and obviously Privy as well from Ward 22, from 22 councillors, between the two of them and the two of us as the committee.
Yeah. I get the sense that our community is coming together very well, and often it's behind the scenes and quietly,
absolutely.
Quietly. But I think it's time that we highlight these things, because people, I think, get excited when they realize that it's not all gloom and doom as often appears to be the case.
Absolutely.
In fact, the contrary applies. And yes, well done to everyone
awesome.
Involved.
Thank you.
And much more strength to your bows. We look forward to a continuing conversation throughout 2025.
Brilliant. And it's a good 2025 to you and your team as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Very special guest, Paul Smith, Mornay Steffens. This will be up as a podcast shortly if you want to spread the love and share the word.